You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Classified data in last night's debate. North Carolina Republican Richard Burr says his staff is looking into it. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours, free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-391-6916. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-391-6916. That's 1-800-391-6916. Call 1-800-391-6916.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. This is the 4 to 5 o'clock hour. It's actually 4:02 on December 16th. I hope you're having a great day and enjoying the holiday season. We were just listening to the top 10, you know, not the top 10, but top 10. There were 10 people who are rock stars in New Jersey, and we listened to their Christmas carols. They're amazing, amazing songs. I'm going to continue doing that through the next hour, but if you have anything on your mind you want to call in and talk about, it's like what a week we're having. It's the craziest week. Okay. We had the LA school districts. We had the election last night, debates. And then we had today, the judge just declared a mistrial in the case of Baltimore police officer William Porter, one of the six officers charged in connection with the death of Freddie Gray. And that is breaking news. So, you know, if you've got something that you want to talk about, you want to let me know, just call up here. I'll tell you my thoughts on a couple of things when we get back. I want to give you a real quick update on the weather forecast. Again, if you happen to be in the New Jersey area, particularly Hunterdon County, this afternoon it's going to be raining mostly. Chance of rain, actually, mainly after 4 a.m. Patchy fog, otherwise with a low about 42. Periods of rain mainly after 8 a.m. tomorrow. It could be heavy at times, patchy fog because it's so warm with a high of 54. Periods of rain before midnight on Thursday night, then a chance of showers mainly between midnight and 4 a.m. Heavy rain it could be as well, low about 43. Then the chance of showers continues on partly sunny, though. It opens up on Friday with a high of about 50 and then partly cloudy with a low about 30 degrees on Friday night. Mostly sunny all day with a high of 38 on Saturday and a low of 26, mostly clear on Saturday night. Sunny all day, the high of 43 on Sunday, and then partly cloudy with a low around 30 on Sunday night. And I did hear that it looks like Christmas Eve in this area is going to be like 67 degrees and then 65 on Christmas Day. So that is going to be a warm, it does not sound like a white Christmas for us. So I'm going to go real quickly to our one or two break commercials, and then we're going to listen to some more songs and talk about whatever's on your mind or whatever's on mine, I guess.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Hope you enjoy this holiday carol from Whitney Houston.
Sing.
Everybody sing.
Oh,
Unbelievable. Both those songs, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, are just so awesome. Our heart goes out to the family and everybody out there who loved Whitney so much and her daughter. And then on the other hand, you just can't forget these songs. They're just timeless. I was watching that video with Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. She had 145 million views. So we're talking talented people here, aren't we, today? All right, we're going to go quick breaks. There was an interesting breaking news here. The judge declared a mistrial in the case of Baltimore police officer William Porter, one of six officers charged in connection with the death of Freddie Gray. That was the story down in Baltimore, and this is just happening right now. Hung jury. There are significant, developments in that. You can't kind of wrap your head around all of it. But if you have any thoughts, feel free to call me. We'll be right back after our break.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Okay. Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy. Hope you're having a nice holiday season. It's 4/17. It's already December 16th. It's almost like the season's over. We're going to be gone in like 15 days. Ah. So anyway, we are listening along to some famous rock stars and their songs for the holidays. Christmas Carol in here on Talented People. This one is Bon Jovi. Just a year ago, it is I Wish Every Day Could Be Like Christmas. And this was just December of 2014. Seems like so long ago.
About 20 years ago.
Christmas.
It's all cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time?
What?
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 Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many. You guys are in trouble out here. Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it.
Thank you.
That was Wham! And Last Christmas. And it's so funny. I've got to tell you, I don't know if you get a chance, you go on YouTube and check it out. They had 145 million views on that one. And the song has got to be like 15 or 20 years old. But it cracks me up when you watch the differences in the artistry of videos, you know, over the years. It's like you see the performers, you see the talent. And then sometimes you see those artists that aren't actors becoming actors. And it cracks me up. And then they used to tell the story exactly as the story was. Where now you hardly ever see that. It's more abstract, and it's so funny to watch those back in the 80s videos, or vintage for sure. All right, this is Talented People. It's 4:30 already on December 16th. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I'm going to go quick to the news and weather, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. I hope you're enjoying my holiday carols programming today. It's called Lack of Guest and Didn't Think Ahead. Right back.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. The Federal Reserve is raising its key interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade. The Fed's policymaking arm announced today it is raising the federal funds rate by a quarter point. The Fed has kept interest rates near zero since late 2008 in order to prevent a market panic after Lehman Brothers declared bankruptcy and insurance giant AIG needed a massive bailout. U.S. officials are spending more time analyzing social media while vetting immigration cases. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson commented on the new policy today. The Obama administration has been criticized for not routinely analyzing social media communications and visa applications. One of the shooters in the recent San Bernardino melee came into the U.S. on a fiancé visa. Tashleen Malik reportedly offered support for jihad in private Facebook postings. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No, you get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
One media analyst was surprised by some of the questions in last night's debate. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Tim Graham of the Media Research Council was disappointed by lines of questioning from CNN moderators in last night's debate. He told USA Radio News the questions were phrased in a way that turns off voters.
The Republican audiences don't like questions that seem designed to start a mud wrestling match. Republicans sense that's a way to cause the whole party to look bad.
Graham was especially surprised by the confusing questioning of supposedly conservative talk show host Hugh Hewitt. I'm Jason Wirt.
President Obama will visit San Bernardino on Friday to meet privately with families impacted by the recent mass shooting there. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the meetings will be private and no public remarks are expected. And jury deliberations continue today in the trial of a Baltimore police officer charged in the death of Freddie Gray. This morning, the judge rejected the deadlocked jury's request for witness transcripts, saying they had not been entered as evidence. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Now with reaction on last night's Republican presidential debate, USA's Russ Jones talked with USA Radio Network CEO Floyd Brown, who was there.
The GOP debate found several candidates fighting to solidify their second-tier position behind frontrunner Donald Trump. USA Radio Network's CEO Floyd Brown said the leaders in the race are becoming clear.
Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Rubio really doing their best to stake out that position behind Trump. And I have to admit that I think Ted Cruz had the better of the night.
Earlier in the evening, the lower polling Republican presidential candidates sought to gain traction.
Mike looks very presidential, and I would be surprised if by the next debate he wasn't on the main stage.
And during the CNN debate, frontrunner Trump confirmed he will not make an independent run if he does not get the nomination. I'm Russ Jones.
A little good news when it comes to kids with appendicitis. A new study shows that antibiotics can be a safe and effective alternative to surgery in many children with appendicitis. It's a big issue in the U.S., where nearly 200 children a day are hospitalized for the condition. Dr. Peter Menechi of Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, led the research and says uncomplicated acute appendicitis can often be treated using antibiotics alone. However, he says children with an extremely swollen or ruptured appendix will still require surgery. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
I'll be home. Snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find
thank you.
of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Talented People is on its way further in the Poconos. We're on our way to visit with Belle Mare Mahar. She is the owner and operator of a little place called the Little Vault of Heaven.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy with Talented People. We're continuing our conversation about Ernest J. Mahar's book, Uncle Joe and His Sister Flo, Through the Eyes of Bunny. One of the characters inside the story is Belmir Mahar, and she's with us today. We're actually visiting her Little Bolt of Heaven statue recycle shop up in the Poconos in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So nice to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am a grandmother of 20 grandchildren, 8 girls and 12 boys. And I started doing this business about, almost 20 years ago now. It's been almost 20 years.
How many statues have you recycled?
I know it's way over 1,000.
It's amazing. Okay, so let's just explain what recycling a statue means.
Okay.
Because I think it's fascinating. I know a lot of you out there might have a statue in your yard. Maybe your mom or dad had it and you remember it as a child. And then over years, it falls apart. And what do? Belmir Mahar's Little Bolt of Heaven in the Poconos is one of the only shops like yours that restores these beautiful statues. And like you said, you've done over 1,000 of them.
Yes.
So tell us, how did you get into this?
Well, I was telling Colleen a little bit earlier, I was in New Orleans, and my husband and I were having a vacation there on, not Bourbon Street, but St. Anne Street, and we were walking by, and I saw the statue in the window that was a mess. And I said, and it was a woman's boutique shop, had all the feathers and all that, and what was this statue doing in there? And the woman said that they had about 8 statues that we ended up bringing home from there, but they told me it was St. Thomas Aquinas. He's the first doctor of the church, and it was a rare find, and I was so excited I brought it home, and now my son has it, Stephen, because he loves it. So
it's interesting because you had not ever thought of going into the statue repair business, and you weren't an artist.
No.
You were a homemaker.
Yep.
With all of the kids, we remember that you were wallpapering and painting and everything throughout those years. So you kind of trained yourself on how to restore these.
It's true. But I think God sets you up for something like this. I never knew why I had to fix all the things I had to fix in my whole married life. But I found out when I got here that's exactly why I was being taught.
And in this part of the room, come in here, Colleen.
Mm-hmm.
This is my work area where I do all the work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the separate part in there. So these are all to be done. Now I've already started repairing them, and then I have to sand them and get them ready for painting, clean them. Cleaning and sanding and building, like for instance, let's take this statue of Jesus, which was totally broken. This is a actual planter to put plants in, and it was several pieces, a mess. I put it together. You see how the glitter hides? You can't see
mm-hmm.
what goes wrong. I will put fake flowers in here, but if somebody, like I am growing aloe for people that are sick now, and I'm going to put aloe plants in them.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do with these, is put aloe. So I'm repairing him. He didn't have a hand, so I'm building him a hand, and then that will finish it out here. I'll just repaint it. It will look good when I'm all done.
And tell us about some of the garments that you also make.
Well, the Infant of Prague, I'm a Carmelite, and our devotion is to the Infant of Prague, one of the many devotions we have. But it's a statue of the child Jesus when he was presented in the temple. And so I think it started years ago in Spain is where it started. And the queen there, she received a statue of the Infant of Prague, and they had it dressed up very pretty and frilly with all kinds of laces and gold and all that. People who love Jesus love to make him look really good. So I just started getting him, and then I would get the first costumes. I would just take what they had with the statue and redo it, like put pretty little gold flattering, you know, glittering things right over the top of it and beads and whatnot. But now I actually got into making my own too, and I like doing that. So this is Jesus, the Divine Mercy. This one, this side here was just a silver, like wire, and this was copper. And I put glitter of red on this side and silver on this side to represent the blood and body and blood, a heart, you know, the blood and water coming out of the heart of Jesus.
That's beautiful.
So I got that up in the, actually at EWTN, which I tell everybody, if you ever get a chance to go to Birmingham, Alabama, everybody in the world should go there once a year to Mother Angelica's temple for the Lord. It's not like anything you've ever seen. It is so holy. It's beautiful. Everybody should go there. And so then anything that you see that has little signs, I'm saving it for mostly my grandchildren.
Well, one of the other things I think is so neat is that people will come to you and say, I want you to repair my statue. Mm-hmm. And then you can do that for them.
Yes.
And then people will come to you and say, I have these beloved statues that I don't know what to do with.
Exactly.
And then tell us about what you do with those.
Well,
especially like with Hurricane Sandy victims.
Yes, no, it's true. Well, some of the statues that I get that they don't want, usually people want them to get hand on to their grandchildren. That's the number one thing. Like they will say, this was my mother's or my aunt's, and I have fond memories that I'm going to give it to my niece or my daughter or somebody.
Sentimental value.
It's a sentimental value. And I feel really excited to be able to help them that way because I know that feeling myself.
As she told us, Belle Mare is a grandmother of 20 grandchildren. She gave us a little tour of all the things that she had put aside for them.
I love to repair the statues and make them look beautiful. So my granddaughters picked these two, and my one son, grandson, he wanted this. He just got his first communion, Peter. And so I went ahead and gave it to him, and then my son, JJ, came home, who's going to be a priest. And he saw it, and I said, which one do you like as far as costumes? Because I said, I can make it look more like a priest with this costume. Or, you know, I can give you a plain. He goes, so he liked the one that I originally had for him. But it's okay. I said, not a problem. I can make another one. Wow. So I will make him one. And little Joey liked this statue of the Blessed Mother, which I kind of straightened it up because it had a lot of little cracks and broken pieces from it. And this is for my granddaughter, Marie, that when she gets married, she gets that. Okay, so that's...
And then they have, and then I'll also take the statues. If they don't find a home, I call it finding a home for them. If they don't find a home, then I donate them to needy people in different aspects.
I took a bunch of stuff down to the Sandy victims after they had the hurricane, and it worked out really well because a lot of stuff, if I don't sell it in a certain period of time, I give it away to needy people. And that's what I'm going to do. I will fix them all up so they'll all look
well,
really good.
I bet you it brings like somebody like a Sandy victim some kind of a comfort.
Yeah, because they lose their stuff in that flood, and that's it. So I was happy to do it. It was fun. I enjoy it very much.
Whatever. Especially
a lot
like,
of people ask me, like, you know, unwed mothers, they'll have, what's it called, the home from unwed mothers, and that people will come up and say, do you want to donate a statue for fundraising? And I will do that, you know. So I try to do that type of a thing when I can. And the important thing is it's very exciting to have the children come into the shop and see something, get very excited about it, you know.
And tell us about that.
Well, that's the only thing.
Do you teach them how to paint? And
no, I have not got into that yet, although I keep in the back of my mind, keep thinking I want to do that. And I do have a lot of my grandchildren. They like to paint. And then when they come, they can't wait to paint. And in some ways, it makes me not want to teach them because I see how much work it is. But I do think down the road, I have one granddaughter, Marie, is very interested in doing the painting. And my grandson, Michael Dean, he likes to do crafts and, you know, things like that. So he can do that. And so I'm excited. I hope it'll work out.
This is where, these are my daughters, from my daughter's house. It's not the Jesus and the Joseph, but, I mean Mary and Joseph.
But the goose and the St. Anthony and the angel, I will be repairing all of that for her to put in her garden.
And tell us about when you were at your local Catholic church and they needed to have their nativity set redone. That was just recently.
Oh,
it was
just
exquisite.
Recently.
Yeah.
Oh, I just was bowled over. It was 20 pieces, very big, beautiful, beautiful old nativities from the 30s or 40s. And because they had been in their basement for, you know, maybe 50 years, I was able to do anything I wanted. So I completely redid them, the whole ones. And Mike has a, you know, a picture of them if you want to.
We will get the picture. We'll have it for the photograph.
Put it on there with it, but they turned out really beautiful. I even
and yeah, they had them on display too for the whole town to see.
The whole church and everybody and everything. And I had a man came up to me from our church, and he said he worked in New York City in advertising, and he never saw anything so beautiful. He was like, "Oh my God, how beautiful!" That
I saw them, and they were beautiful.
He did.
Yeah,
he really liked
what a compliment.
Yeah, it was a big.
So it must be so rewarding for you to actually be able to take something so sentimental and then put your heart into it.
Yeah.
And then let them take it back home and then take it on to another generation.
That's true. Yeah, it's true. And you know, today there's not an awful lot of those statues. All the stores are showing the acrylic. Although they are beautiful, they are very hard to repair, extremely hard to repair.
Mm-hmm.
And but they are beautiful, but the old ones, you don't really find them unless you get them at a garage sale.
And what are they? What are they? They're so heavy.
They're ceramic or white plaster.
Dead weight, heavy.
They're very heavy, but I like them.
Oh, but they're beautiful.
Concrete.
Right.
A lot of concrete. I've even done concrete that belonged outside, inside, you know, for people to have them inside. So
where are you going from here?
Well, my husband wants me out of the business.
It's a lot of work. What do you want?
It's a lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding about the money. It's not that much money into it. That's why he wants me out of it. But the truth is, I think another 5 years, but then I say to the Lord, well, if you want me to do this, Lord.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Standing family medicine physicians and specialists. 100in Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call 100in Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.100inhealthcare.org.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Vote on the bill that will provide more than $1 trillion in funding will come later this week. Republican and Democratic negotiators also agreed on about $800 billion in tax breaks. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson unveils an upgraded national terror alert system today. The old color-coded alert system was replaced at the beginning of the Obama administration by a national threat advisory system. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff.